Title: Panning Percussion Clearly Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're going to pan percussion clearly in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass. And I want to set the vibe straight away. Panning in DNB is not just make it wide. It's about clarity, separation, and movement, while keeping the punch that works on big systems. Because in a busy DNB drum mix you've got the kick, the snare, rolling hats, ghost hits, rides, shakers, little Foley ticks, maybe a break loop, and if it all sits in the middle, it turns into a single noisy stripe. Smart panning turns that stripe into a clean, readable picture. By the end, you're aiming for a drum image that feels club-ready. Kick and snare locked in the center, top end spread in a controlled way, and optional movement that adds groove without making anyone seasick. Let's build this in a beginner-friendly workflow. First, quick prep. Set up your drum layout. You can do this in session or arrangement. A simple setup is one track for kick, one for snare, a hat track or drum rack, a percussion drum rack, a top loop track if you're using a break or hat loop, and then group everything into a drum bus. In Ableton, select all your drum tracks and hit Command or Control G. Name that group drum bus. This is going to be your one place to check everything later, especially mono compatibility. Now step 1. Lock the core in the center. Kick and snare are your anchor. In drum and bass, that center punch is sacred. On your kick track, drop a utility. If your kick sample is stereo, set width to 0%. That forces it to mono and keeps the low end stable. Adjust gain so it hits solid but isn't clipping. On the snare track, also drop a utility. For width, you've got options. If it's a modern wide snare layer, you might keep it a little wider, but as a beginner move, keep it mostly mono. Think 0 to 50% width, depending on the sample. You want the snare to feel like it pins the beat to the center. Here's a quick listening check. Press play and close your eyes. If the beat feels locked right down the middle, you're good. If it feels like it's leaning or wobbling, fix that first before you pan anything else. Step 2. Pan percussion by roll. This is the simplest way to get clean results fast. You're not picking random pan numbers. You're giving each element a job in the stereo field. Here's a solid starting map. Put your closed hats, especially 16th note rolls, slightly left, around 10 to 20%. Put your open hat or ride slightly right, around 10 to 30%. Shakers or Foley ticks can go wider, around 20 to 40% either left or right. Ghost snares should be subtle, like 5 to 15% off-center. The whole point is they feel sneaky, not like a second main snare. If you've got toms or fills, distribute them left to right like a drummer would. And the reason this works is simple. Your ear identifies patterns faster when the high end isn't stacked dead center on top of the snare crack. Ableton workflow tip. If your hats are in a drum rack, you can pan per sound without creating more tracks. Click the hat pad, go into Simpler, and adjust the pan inside Simpler. That's huge because each hat gets its own placement while staying organized. Now, coach note that beginners miss. Panning is not a volume control, but it feels like one. When you move a sound away from center, it often feels quieter even if the meter doesn't change. So after you set your panning positions, do a fast rebalance pass, especially hats and percussion. You'll often nudge things up by half a dB to 2 dB just to keep the groove driving. Also, decide who owns the center above 2kHz. That's the crowded zone, snare crack, hat attack, vocal chops, little clicks. A clean rule is, let the snare transient own the center, push the hat tick slightly off center, and put noisy air layers wider. That one decision alone makes your mix feel intentional. Step 3. Create width without getting a facey mess. This is where people grab a wide stereo loop and then wonder why it sounds cool in headphones, but weird everywhere else. On your top loop track, first add EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. The goal is wide tops, tight lows. You do not want low-end information in a stereo break loop fighting your center. Then add utility after the EQ. Try setting width around 80 to 120%. If it starts sounding hollow or swirly, pull it back to 70 to 90%. Wider is not automatically better. Clear is better. A mindset that really helps is LCR plus a few small offsets. Meaning, a few things are center, a few things are clearly left or right, and only a couple things sit slightly off-center to glue it together. If everything is a different random pan value, the stereo image turns into mush. Step 4. Add movement with auto pan, but do it like a pro. In DNB, tiny motion is often more effective than obvious ping pong. Pick a secondary texture, a shaker loop, a noisy hat layer, a quiet perk, not your kick, not your main snare, and usually not your main hat pattern either. Drop auto pan on that channel. Set amount to around 10 to 25%. Turn sync on and try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4. Set phase around 90 to 120 degrees so it feels wide. Keep the shape closer to sine so it's smooth. And if it feels too perfectly symmetrical, slightly adjust offset. That helps it feel more human and less like an effect. Quick teacher tip. If you hear the panning as an obvious effect, it's probably too much for a main groove layer. In rolling DNB, you want to feel the motion more than you hear it. Step 5. Use call and response panning in the arrangement. This is super jungle in DNB. Small elements answering each other left and right over time. Here's an easy 2-bar idea. In bar 1, put a rim click about 25% left. In bar 2, put a rim click about 25% right. Then every 8 bars, add a tiny splash or ear candy hit about 35% right at the end of the phrase. In Ableton you can automate the track pan, or if it's in a drum rock, automate the simpler pan. Keep the move small, like plus or minus 10 to 25%. The goal is motion that still feels like one kit, not a bunch of unrelated sounds flying around the room. This audio version is shortened for playback.